Anything else you want to ask about this patient, Layla?
Well, just a few weeks ago, this patient who is very active, she's really at the center of her family and, you know, works full time and does lead a very active life. She fell into this period of significant fatigue to the point where she was actually spending 20 hours a day in bed due to fatigue. And I was really worried about her, worried about progression or other things. But before changing anything, I had her meet with our behavioral oncology counselor and discuss her mood and depression as well as her medications. And ultimately, we recommended that she focus more on her diet and take in better nutrition and more physical activity. And today when she came in, she was like a new person. She really had that spark and that energy back again with no change in her cancer-directed treatment.
So to say, I was really impressed by that because she described this several week episode to me where there was clearly a dramatic change in her sense of well-being, her functional status. I think all of us would have seen this vibrant woman come in dragging and saying, I'm spending 20 hours a day in bed, and have been very worried that her disease was progressing and immediately changing to more aggressive therapy. So I applaud not following that immediate gut response, getting the data to show her disease is not progressing, and then thinking further about what else could be happening with this woman that has this same physical effect with her, and getting her the support and the help and the behavioral intervention that she needs. I think the impact of supportive counseling, regular sleep hygiene, regular healthy diet, physical activity is under-recognized, and that those interventions are often underutilized in a busy practice. And she has clearly benefited from that, and it has allowed her to get back to feeling really robustly well and back to a healthy lifestyle while still on appropriate therapy that's working for her.
That's really fascinating. And Layla, you said the behavioral oncology counselor. Is that somebody like in your practice, or what's their background?
Yes, so we have nurse practitioners and psychologists, as well as previously a psychiatrist, who have a specific behavioral oncology program where we can send our patients who are struggling with depression, anxiety, fear of recurrence, or cancer-related fatigue, and they support us in helping to manage those symptoms. So that's an excellent resource we have. They prescribe medication and they do counseling as well.
That's really interesting. But it's interesting that this woman had such a dramatic, you know, outcome. What do you think it was that they recommended? Was it the whole package, or was there something in particular that you think made a big difference to her?
I think it was the whole package, and I think the nutritional and physical activity component of it was the most beneficial.
Yeah, that makes sense to me, actually. When you were talking about it, I could actually relate to it.